So we're going to listen to what they have. Now it's time that I am so happy and so pleased to introduce and present our speakers of today, because we look forward to this time all year long. Reverend Sharon, oh my goodness, the ones who know her, she's filled with humor and love and joy. And yesterday we had a workshop, and she said, well, everybody left, but I didn't give any jokes today. Well, you will see soon the way these two react to each other. They don't have to say anything, but it's a wonderful thing. But our first worker they're going to share in the sermon today is Reverend Barbara Sanson. And I first met Reverend Barbara in Lilydale at the Healing Temple. And those of us who had Reverend Barbara had a wonderful spiritual experience. And when I went the second time, I was delighted to get her again in a circle where she did clairvoyance. And that's when I found out that they come to Raleigh every year at this time. So we're so well guided. And, you know, these two, I have to tell you what, they are both very spiritual. They both speak from the heart, and they both live what they tell us that's in their heart. They live their spirituality. I now present to you Reverend Barbara.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a good morning. It's beautiful outside. Absolutely beautiful. Of course, if it's 25 degrees where my home is, anything above 25, 26 is beautiful, you know. But it's glorious. The sun is out today, and it makes everything, you know, it makes you up. The light is shining very, very strong. Yesterday, we did a lovely little workshop, The Power of the Spoken Word, which was as fulfilling and rewarding for us with all the participants as I believe it was for the participants. A lot of the work that I referred to, and I brought this because I love this book, John O'Donohue, a Celtic Catholic priest, one of his last works was the book called Beauty. And I encourage everyone to read this book. The Invisible Embrace, Beauty, Rediscovering the True Sources of Compassion, Serenity, and Hope. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I just felt beauty here. The voice and music are beauty and nourishment to your heart and soul. Absolutely wonderful. And so that is one of my references of beauty. There is a range and a depth to the voice that can often not be controlled or predicted, be it in a positive situation or one that doesn't seem quite as positive. So here we had this very positive, loving, incredible music. Music nurtures all of that, and then the voice added to it. It lingers not only in our ear, which is a very complex piece of us, but it lingers in all of the energy of our heart and soul. Though we don't remember exactly how it sounded, that tempo, that essence resonates. And the other thing that I think is most magnificent is that though we cease to hear it, it is traveling out in the universe and the cosmos to do good. To do good. The music, the voices, love, the light, to do good. Sometimes I have to remember that when I pull up at a traffic light and there's a car next to me going like this, you know, boom, 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 boom. I have to remember that for somewhere, someplace at that young person's moment, it must be doing good. So I just say, bless you, you know, and move on. But I often wonder if they are going to hear the magnificence of this world in another 40 years. They may drown out their eardrums, you know. So, beauty. Beauty, another place that I find it, is in the forest. In the wind as it sings, from the ancient wisdom that it's always known. Trees rub together and make interesting sounds to one another, but they're also speaking to us. The stream, the rocks, oh, the rocks have laid silent for millions of years, but imagine what they've heard. You know, the conversation of lovers, plotting something perhaps, arguing, finding peace, creating the world. It's amazing. It's amazing. So the rocks speak to us. Some people hold them and actually think and believe they are talking to them. I believe that's true. I really do. And so we have nature that speaks an unspoken yet an incredible depth of beauty to us. I look to you, into your eyes, and into your hearts, and there is incredible beauty. Incredible. Some of it's been spoken, but some of it might be silence, because we see we all have a journey. Some of it's happy and beautiful and positive and healing, and some of it awaits to be healed. You see? And so, as a human, as a mother, a friend, a minister, I think and believe in my heart that that kindness that you can display in verbalage, in words, after you listen, can be the stepping stone for a person to enter into an opportunity of letting go, of renewal, of restoration. Every experience is open to countless readings, countless interpretations. You know, yesterday we said in voice, as an example, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Or what do you want? All the same words, spoken with different intentions, spoken with different tempo, timbre, cadence. The messages are all to be interpreted differently. Isn't that the magnificence and the beauty of this world? Most of the time. Sometimes we need to be very clear about our message, as in business or if things of matters that need digital, exact communication. But what's magnificent about this human journey is, number one, we are not responsible for the universe. We are responsible for ourselves. The universe takes care of itself quite nicely most of the time. And we are subject to that interpretation and to interpret. Now, I'm a good one to say that. Ethel over here, okay, will tell me later, oh, you really talked about what you'll need to learn. Yes, I do. Because, you know, what's interesting is you take two very good friends or even family members or partners or whatever that is, and you talk to them, and they extract things entirely different most of the time. Most of the time. So, you know, I say, you know, whoa, your horses, slow down and listen to yourself as well as the receiver. Because then sometimes we find out we're not quite communicating as clearly, as quickly, and as thoroughly as we think we are. Saves a lot of time, folks. It does. It does. So I'm going to go on here with this John O'Donohue. I discovered him in the early 90s. One of his first works was fascinated when he said, he was talking about creation, and the people came out of the clay. I said, I get that. I do. People evolved. People came out of the substance of the cosmos, the universe, and the earth. And I thought he was a very, very daring man, Celtic Roman Catholic priest in the early 1990s to be saying such a thing. But remember, he was on this side of the scale in his, I would say, in his pilgrimage as a priest. He did think outside of the box. But ladies and gentlemen, think about all those fabulous people who have done that and dared to write or speak or say or sing things that were perhaps not a given in the sense of the mainstream. They planted seeds of greatness for us and the future generations. So here, John O'Donohue says, its intention is to keep the heart clean and clear, our voice. Isn't that powerful? When, I don't know about you folks, but sometimes with a couple of cups of coffee, you know, I can run a race with the finest of horses, you know, around. We don't even know what we're saying. We're just adding to the verbosity of clutter that is already in the universe. So my message back is, let's all slow down. Watch TV. Not only do you get a visual overload in a very short period of time, but you get an auditory overload, which then works on our kinesthetic overload. And you know what? Anxiety, anxiousness, easy to light on us. Go for a walk instead, because the news is going to happen whether we listen to it or not, you see. And some of the news out there is like, that's another topic, okay? He goes on to say, this faithful voice can illuminate the dark lands of despair. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The kind and loving words of a friend, the tenderness of someone that cares for you. They might touch your arm and whisper in your shoulder, in your ear after a healing. Let us be grateful for this healing. Doesn't that just, it just fills the light in your heart and says, someone with God in me, through me, cares about me. It's magnificent. It becomes both a sign and the presence of transcendence that no force or how a horror can extinguish, the power of love and the voice. Each day in the world, in prisons, hospitals, and killing fields, against all odds, this still small voice within us continues to echo the beauty of the human being. It will never stop as long as there's human life. Absolutely not. You know why? Because we are made of the substance of the divine. In the light of God is created us. So, in haunted places, this voice carries the light of beauty like a magical lantern to transform desolation, to remind us that regardless of what may be wretched from us, there is dignity and hope that we do not have to lose. Isn't that powerful? We must, in these times, 2016, craziness that's out there, we must remember these things, ladies and gentlemen. We must remember beauty, that you are beauty, that I am beauty, that all life is beauty, and that we have a choice to get wound or to listen to this beautiful magnificence of the God divine in our hearts. I'm going to leave you with a powerful, powerful thought on this very last day of February from, I think, a great quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, and it simply is this. Occasionally, in life, there are those moments of unattainable fulfillment which cannot be completely explained by those symbols called words. Their meaning can only be articulated by the inaudible language of the heart. Hold that sacred. And when we are asked to speak or reply or add to something, perhaps pause for a moment. Take a breath, go to your heart space, and ask the innate wisdom of the divine creation in you to lead. Thank you all. God bless you.
Reverend Connie said I need that little stool, but I think I'm okay, right? Can you see me? Okay, well, then I think I'm good then. You know, it is a pleasure to be in this church. It is such a community. To see the faces year after year, it's like family. It's like you're coming back to a family, and it's so heartfelt. So it is a pleasure to serve here. To continue with the power of words, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And that light is all of creation, and that light is within each and every one of us. Do we believe that? Do we truly believe that we are children of God? That the spark that is in Jesus, that is in Mother Teresa, Martin Luther, are they within us? Is it that same spark? There cannot be God in you and a little bit of God in you. It's the same God in the same amount, in the saint or in the sinner. Do we believe that? We say yes. One of the words that threw out yesterday was beloved. So we had this little rock that said beloved. Beloved. God said to Jesus, "You are my beloved son, who I am well pleased." Do you believe that you are beloved? Do you carry that love within you? Do you know those words? Do you express those words about yourself, to others? Do you know what's right in the world and where the beauty is? DeWitt Jones was a photographer for National Geographic for over 20 years. When he was a kid, he would lay in his bed, sent to his room, and he'd have a flashlight, and he would look at the photographs in the National Geographic. Now, being an old principal, we used to get a lot of calls saying, "Hey, do you want some books?" Well, the books usually turned out to be National Geographics, okay? And it's like, well, we already have a wall of National Geographics. But, you know, it's interesting. People cannot get rid of them. They don't want to throw them out. And the articles, they may be very good, but I think people remember the pictures. The beauty of the people, the beauty of scenery, the beauty of animals that are brought to life in a whole different way. And DeWitt Jones was just enthralled with the National Geographic. And he kind of put in his head that he wanted to work for them. And sure enough, the day came when he had that job. He had that opportunity to be a photographer for them. And he said that he wanted to be the best photographer in the world. And it kind of caused him some dismay until he kind of reflected on that and decided, you know what, I need to be the best photographer for me. I need to be the best for me. And that when I am the best for me, I am in the best for the world. Are we being our best? Are we using our gifts and our talents to be the best you? To be the best God in you being reflected? Are the words of your mouth showing beauty? Are the words of your heart showing beauty? DeWitt did a training film, and it was called Celebrate What's Right in the World. It's 22 minutes. It's on YouTube. It may even be something that would be worthwhile for a development night with some discussion. what's right in our world? What's right with us? When we come from our God space, when we really believe that we are the spark, that we are the light of God, that we are a living creation of our God, what's right in our world? What's right with us? Jesus had the power in his words to lead people. By his words, people left what they were doing and came and followed him for a new experience. His words had people put down their stones to save a woman. His words brought a friend back to life. His words fed the multitude. His words gave hope to a thief. What are the words that we use? And so I leave you with being mindful that you are, everyone here, sons and daughters of the Beloved, brothers and sisters, Beloved. Know that you are loved by your God. Love yourself as much as the God that we worship loves you. Be mindful that you are a living expression of that God. Find beauty in the world. Find beauty in the things that you do and express. That's right, Beloved. So I leave you with that. Thank you.